It's the home of former socialist president Hugo Chavez, a place of enormous value for the government of Nicolás Maduro. That's why Jorge Arreaza, who was once Venezuela's foreign minister, is hoping to become the new governor of Barinas.
Here we are making a commitment together, because we are going to govern together, right? We're going to govern together. You can't leave me alone. We're not going to walk away anymore. We're not going to disconnect from the people ever again.
Arreaza kissed a copy of the Sword of Independence hero Simón Bolívar and brought the power of the state to help him win on Sunday. During last November's local elections, in which the governing party won in most states, voters in Barinas showed ample support for the opposition candidate. So Venezuela's Supreme Court retroactively disqualified him and called for a new election after an apparent defeat of the governing party's candidate, Hugo Chavez's brother, Argenis Chavez. Now both parties have elected new candidates. Sergio Garrido is hoping to become the first governor of Barinas in more than 20 years who does not bear the Chavez last name.
This is a massive demonstration from the people of Barinas, and we're going to win next January the 9th in spite of the differences we have. The government has all the resources of the state, many resources coming from drug trafficking even. We have the people, and with the people of Barinas, we are going to win next January the 9th. Be assured this will be the case. God is with us.
The elections in November were monitored by the European Union for the first time in 15 years. The opposition ran divided and was unable to defeat the governing Socialist Party in most states. But in Barinas, the situation was different.
The government was desperate to gain some credibility internationally to try to get the reduction of some sanctions, to be able to sit and be able to maneuver in some crucial offices internationally. But they still went ahead and dismissed the past election in Barinas in spite of it all. It could become an inflection on whether elections are a way out of the current crisis in the country.
Venezuelans have been struggling with a devastating economic crisis that has affected every aspect of their lives. This Sunday, voters in Barinas will test once again the country's electoral system. The results will show whether the ballots will help them in the fight for change. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.